Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan. Jess will be here momentarily for an amazing interview. You already know who it is because you clicked on the button, but she's not here right now because we had a little bit of an emergency. Listen, guys, putting together two podcasts a week when you're busy people, it's hard. We had an amazing podcast that fell apart at the last minute because the audio files got corrupted. It's just such a mess. And you're not here for that. You're here for Ashley Graham. So I'm not even going to tell you about that. Let's talk about Ashley. She brought me like all the positivity. I was such a wreck when we did this interview and she just calmed me and gave me confidence. I know after you listen to this, you will feel the same way. Trust me. But where to start with Ashley? As you'll hear in our interview, we have to start with her modeling career. She says she's always a model. She began modeling when she was 12. She's been on the cover of Elle, Sports Illustrated, Swimsuit Issue, Glamour, Vogue, Grazia, Cosmopolitan, Porter. I probably should just list magazines that she hasn't been on to be safe because she's been on all of them. She's a podcaster, an author. Her memoirs came out in 2017. She's also hosted numerous television shows and pageants. She was the host of season 2 of American Beauty Star. And she's a mom, a newish mom. In fact, she and Jess had their kids around the same time, which they talk about. It's actually quite funny because they had to figure out how old their kids were. And she just came out with a new kit of products for Flamingo. I am obsessed with this kit. You guys know how I love that light hydration body spray from Flamingo. Of course, she put it in there. She's no dummy. So we'll put a link to that on the blog. We also talk about other body products that she loves, beauty products that she loves, treatments she gets. I really hope you enjoy the interview and that you work on your daily affirmation because as you'll hear, it's what Ashley would want you to do and you do not want to let down Ashley Graham.
Okay, so Ashley, I want to know, what was your first experience with beauty? Like, what was your earliest memory that you can think of, like, either at a salon or the first time you were remember spritzing perfume or watching someone put on makeup? Like, what was that first? And I think, what is beauty to you? What do you remember as a little girl?
Well, it's interesting because I have, like, many different memories. I think that, like,
I know, it's hard to pick one.
Pass through. Yeah. And the biggest memories, I think, are always watching my mom put makeup on. Mm-hmm. She has never been, like, an overdoer when it comes to makeup. Like, less is more for her. But she did, like, I grew up in the South, so she always matched. I was raised in Texas, Atlanta, Arkansas, New Hampshire, Nebraska. So when she did say that when she lived in New Hampshire, she didn't really wear makeup because it's just not a cultural thing there that, like, you know, you get dressed up every day like you do in the South. So her big thing was like she wore a little foundation and blush, some mascara, and she called it a day. Like she didn't know anything about brows or anything then. So she let me wear makeup in middle school. And I wore the same thing as her. And I wore foundation, blush, mascara. And I don't even think I knew what concealer was, really. But I remember I always had the line on my jaw. Like my mother, without a shadow of doubt, before I would leave school, would be like, you rub in your line. And that was always then became my pet peeve. So when I see an unblended line on my face from a makeup artist, I'm like, that needs to be blended. And Katie Jane Hughes, who's a makeup artist I work with all the time, she's always telling me, I know, I'm going to blend it out. Don't worry. It's just like one of those things I can't not do. But that was like a really amazing bonding moment my mom always had with me. And I don't even think she thought of it about that. That's what it was then. But it, looking back, she also always took us to the department stores and we would go up to the kiosks and we would get the little sample bags, like, you know, whether it was
free gift purchase.
Yes. It's like, and it's like all of them. And we would do it at every single one. And then we ended up having our favorites, but those little bags I still have, like, to this day. I'm such a, like, a little mini bag whore. I'm obsessed.
What's one of your favorites? Like, what, like, which one is like, call, when you, which one do you call to mind as like one of your favorite little mini bags? We all have them.
I would love to say a brand, but
No. You can't. Okay,
she has a contract, honey.
That's right. Okay, that's right. She literally just flung her ponytail, and I totally so naive. I forgot that she has a big fancy contract.
It's okay.
Right.
But
she makes her own bags now.
Exactly.
Okay, that's right.
That's the thing. Okay. I do. So when I was making the Flamingo products, I was like, "You guys, you have no idea. Like, I have these bags at home, and like, this is what I want in a bag. Like, I want it. You know, I want it to be see through. I want it to have a pop of color. I don't want it to be aggressive, but I also want, you know, to be able to put a lot of stuff in it, but not too much stuff." So when I
you wanted it to be a keeper.
Cape, yes,
someone,
and it is.
And like,
I have five.
20 years is going to be like, "Ooh, I like this one." Okay.
Exactly.
Got
exactly.
It. Okay.
We're going to talk about your Flamingo line because we're both obsessed. But I have to ask you, so you're putting on foundation already in middle school. You clearly had some sort of relationship with your appearance at that age. So here you are, I believe you're 33, right?
Yes, I am 33, yes.
I did the math for you, so you
Thank
didn't
you.
Have to there.
No, it's a funny story because I've been telling people I'm 32 and my manager came up to me and said, she said, "I'm going to record you and I just want to tell you something." And I was like, really, like, what is she about to tell me? Like, is Oprah coming over tomorrow? Like, what's happening? And she goes, how old do you think you are? And I said, "I'm 32. And she's like, "Ashley, you're 33. I really, like, honestly forgot how old I was. I had one of those like senile moments. So when you said 33, it was still like, oh yeah.
Well, you're famous. So you could like ask Alexa, like, and, like she would actually know for you. I think that's like, Jess or I could never do that, but it would work for you. So I ask that because I want to know, did your relationship with your appearance change through your teens and your 20s and 30s? Like, what is it? Where is it now as you look in the mirror? How do you feel about it?
I mean, to ask someone, you know, especially a woman who has had an ever-changing hair, skin, body, career, you know, lifestyle, for her to say like, "Oh, has your relationship with yourself changed?" I mean, like, it's inevitable. It happens to all of us. It's just a matter of like, how are you gonna react to the change? And so I definitely have had my low points of, you know, my body changing and I'm going through puberty and all of a sudden I have cellulite stretch marks and I'm looking down, I'm like, you know, sitting cross-legged and I've got things poking out in places that it never did before. And that's like, you know, early high school and not being able to fit into clothes to like then moving to New York and gaining a lot of weight, you know, my freshman 30. And, you know, not being able to book jobs because I got too big as a quote, curvy plus size model. And then, you know, leveling out and getting married and like what, you know, how your body changes when you're in love and, and then having a kid and how your body changes with that. And like, you know, pregnancy and postpartum and then pandemic body. I mean, it's like literally ever changing. Mm. But for me, what my mother always rooted in me was affirmations and words. And I think today, like in some cases, there's such like, it's like, it feels like a bit of a fad to me, but I tell people like, I've been doing affirmations for like, I mean, 17 years nearly, because it's just been something that's been instilled in me that I had to kind of wake up, like wake up the beast that already I know is in there of communicating with who I am. And so I always created, like, I always talk about these like three lines that I always said when I was younger and like my first few years of New York, when I really had to get out of a rut, and it's, I am bold, I am brilliant, I am beautiful. But I encourage people, like, make your own, like, words of affirmation, like having a slogan for yourself, like having like those words to get you out of a rut when you're going through a changes. Cause we're always,
do you look in the mirror and say that?
Yes. Don't you ever just have like these game time moments where you're like, okay, Ashley, you've got this. Like, you are going to walk into the whatever and you are going to kill it. You are going to slay. This is your moment. This is what you are here for. I do that all the time.
She just got really close to the Zoom screen. I liked it. And I believed you. I was like, yes, Ashley, you are born for this.
But who's going to lie to you? Who's going to lie to you? It feels like a lot of people will lie to you, but you're not going to lie to yourself. At least, you know, hopefully you won't lie to yourself, and you can get to a point where you can trust yourself. And so if you can write down the things that, whatever you're going through in the moment, and I needed, I am bold in that moment when I was 18 years old, because I needed to remind myself, like, I'm not just another model. Like, I'm not going to let this world encompass me and tell me who I am. Mm-hmm. I am brilliant, because I was always told, because I had ADD and dyslexia, that I wasn't smart enough, that I wasn't a businesswoman, that I wasn't, you know, even the teleprompter was like, she's not going to be able to do that. So I needed to remind myself, I am brilliant. And I am beautiful, because I live in an industry that will dictate who you are physically if you allow it. So I needed those reminders daily, and everybody's are different, but those really got me through. So I know I like, overdid my answer for your question, but
No,
we took us on a journey.
Because it is a journey. It's always a journey.
But Ashley, do you feel like, you know, surely like, when you're saying those reminders, it's not because you already believe those things and you feel great and it's just like icing. It's like, because you're in a feeble position, like you're shaky, so you need those reminders. Do you feel like it's like the repetition makes it true? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like...
I know what you're saying.
Because you're in a place where you're like, I'm not sure if I believe this, but if I say it enough, maybe it'll come true. Like, do you know, like for people who are like, well, I don't know if I feel, like, let's just say they're going to use your mantras. Yeah. I don't know if I feel bold. I don't know if I feel beautiful, but like, no, if you I make say
a good,
it enough.
You make a good point. I mean, this is where, when I was on my podcast and I had Demi Lovato on, body acceptance and body positivity are two different things to me. I accept my body every day. I don't have positivity around it. And it was like this like aha moment for me. Demi goes, body, thank you for being alive today.
Yes.
And so that, like, that was an understanding for me, like, okay, sometimes this might feel like a lie to someone, but that's why it's everybody's is different. Like, it doesn't have to be a physical thing. It doesn't have to be like whatever it is that you need for your pep and your, and just to sometimes get out of bed in the morning, or just to walk into a meeting, or just to go on a date, or whatever, if you just like are having a down moment. But everybody's are different, and you don't have to lie to yourself. You can get to a place that you believe what you're saying.
Right, so you can baby step into like, I am a badass, you know, whatever. Like,
whatever.
You are a queen, yeah. or you know, I am
desirous of everything. I deserve everything that I have. Like, some people have a hard time; they have imposter syndrome. They're like, oh my god, I don't deserve all of this stuff. But you can get to that place.
I love that. Okay, so you can baby step into those amazing. Because I love your mantras, but I feel like for some people, it's like, holy cow! Like, maybe we're not there yet. So we can baby step into them. Okay,
that's
I love
why
that.
Everybody's are different.
Let's keep talking about words. I love that, because, you know, we're very, this culture right now is very into like the power of words, and, you know, companies, beauty companies are certainly having an evolution right now in how they speak about beauty. Like, for example, Jen and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, skincare companies, some of them have stopped using terms like quote unquote normal to describe certain like skin just like complexions. How do you feel about how beauty companies are using language right now when it comes to like skin types, hair types? We've certainly talked about, and you've talked about body types. We've talked about this in the podcast. How do you feel about that? You certainly understand the power of language.
Yeah. For me, the word normal has always been one of those like kind of eye rolls. It's, I've been asked before, like, how does it feel to be, you know, in a normal body versus a X, Y, and Z body? And I'm like, well, what does that mean? You know, like, are you calling my sister not normal and me normal because we look completely different?
Yeah.
And I think that that's exactly where beauty companies come in. It's like, they have to be, you have to be more protective of your customer, and you have to really think about, you know, what are their needs? Because you're obviously going to a pharmacy or a store or whatever, you're going online to shop for something that like you want to enhance or fix or change or whatever. And so it's like, how can you be sensitive, but also get to the point of what the reason is that you're there. So I think that there's a fine line, but I think that to say normal for anything is not, it's not helpful for anyone that's reading a label, whether mm-hmm. it's skin, mm-hmm. hair, body, whatever.
So how do you think, brands, like they have a challenge now, like, and consumers, like how do we shop for products?
Like, dry, normal, oily skin. What's that middle range? Like, what do we call it? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm dry, middle, oily, all of the things. I'm like T-zone and then like oils and I don't know. I honestly don't shop like that for myself. For me, I have combination skin, so I just know what it is that I like. Maybe there needs to be more education around ingredients. I think that that really could help people, because then, you know, like you're reading ingredients on a label of something that you're going to eat. Why aren't you doing it with the beauty products that you're also buying? And I understand there's so many like clean things that are coming out now, but still, clean doesn't mean that you're not getting exactly what you need for your skin type, hair type.
So when you talk about body type, I'm just like, what do you think we even need terminology? Like if someone's shopping online and they're like, okay, I'm a size 16, where do I go? Should it just be number based? Like, personally, what do you think? Like, what
I just don't think that
shopping?
We need to be labeling people based off a number inside of their pants. I just think that that's like, it's archaic, you know, to have like labels around it, like whatever. I do believe like if you want to be called something, that is totally fine. And that is your preference, and that's fine. But when, you know, I am shopping online, like I don't want to have to go to a whole other division just because of a number inside of my pants. But I do want to know that the designer graded an up for me and not just took a size zero or, his, you know, whatever the sample size is. And like, let's just say the sample size was an 8 and just took the 8 up to a 16 and didn't grade it for me. So the thing is like, you know, back to this whole education thing, when designers go to college, there needs to be a mandatory class that they take that has to do with grading systems so that they're not confused.
What does grade mean?
Yeah, it's about how they change the structure of the clothes, like
the pattern making. Yeah,
busty women need darts in their their boobies, hips, butt, thighs. Like you can't just take a size 6 and be like, oh, just make it into a 16 without there being, you know, given darts Sweet. And pull and
structure,
whatever. Yes, for a bigger body.
Right.
So say you're on a job, right? And you're modeling. This is your author, you're a television presenter, but modeling is still, and getting your photograph taken is still part
Once
of
Once a model,
your job.
Always a model is my motto.
Okay. You said it. So when you put on clothes and you're in front of a camera, what's running through your head when someone picks up a camera and starts shooting you?
Well, usually I know the vibe, right? So I just did a shoot for a cover and my hair was slicked back and I was like in this very tight bodysuit with jeans and like a big chunky necklace. And they were like, it's 80s. And I was like, great, let's turn on some 80s music. And for me, I just start dancing. And they were like, oh, you're really gyrating your hips. I was like, well, you guys said 80s. So for me, it's just about like kind of channeling like whatever the inspiration is of the shoot and trying to like go there. Sometimes there's not really like a theme, but I always just like to have fun in front of the camera, and you can have fun and look like aggressive, or you can look seductive, or you can look like you're having so much fun or energetic, like, but it's your choice because it's your image.
Yeah. So say you're doing a shoot and there's going to be skin exposure. We hear from like a lot of our listeners that when they're wearing, say, a swimsuit, there are things that make them feel more confident, whether it's hair removal, self-tanner for some, like a body lotion, even just because we got to like oil it up so it's glistening. Mm-hmm. What's your routine when you know you're going to be showing skin in photos? Like, do you have a prep?
Totally. So it's not like anything about like going to the gym or whatever, because if I'm going to the gym that week, I'm going to the gym. So that's not really it. It really, for me, is about skin. And I love a self-tanner moment. I've been self-tanning since I was like in my late teens, not 12, 13, late teens. And I just came out with this self-tanner from Saint-Tropez. It's called the Ultimate Glow Kit. It is amazing. It's like, I am not biased. It's like one of the best colors. It has... it like goes on so many different skin tones too. It's like buildable. It's super easy to use. You don't have to sleep in it, which for me was a big deal. So for me, if I'm doing like a nudie shoot, a bathing suit shoot, whatever, I will do like 3 layers of that and I'll leave it on for about 4 hours.
3?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't have to sleep in it? Like
a lot of self-tanners you sleep in. Like,
oh, and then to grow shower. The color overnight, you mean?
Yeah, because the DHA is developing for so long. But this DHA, even though you rinse it off, you can rinse it off. Some people sleep in it, but before you go to sleep, you rinse it off. It still is developing over time. So one thing I learned when actually creating it was that you shouldn't lotion after you shower before you go to bed, because the lotion and the DHA kind of cancel each other out and you don't get as dark as you would in the morning. Fun fact.
Oh, but what if you don't want to get that dark? Like I'm really pale.
Then you just do 1 layer, 1 hour, and then you take a shower.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Okay. Yeah.
What's up?
I have no self-tanner on, by the way. This is like me with you look nothing. Great. Well, I'm just letting you know.
I am just not great at self-tanner. It's me. It's not the product. You give me the best product in the world. You give me the, special Ashley Graham, Saint-Tropez.
I'll give you the whole prep. I'll do the thing. Okay. Here's what you have to do.
It's the ankles.
Everybody has like a thing. I know. It's the ankles, the wrists, and the hands, wrist. The elbows, the knees.
That's the
face,
towel.
The ears.
The body. Okay. Everything.
The back. So it's all about prep, right? So we were talking about my Flamingo razor and kit and everything before. So
right.
What I would do normally if I'm like going to be like naked on set, which not everybody in their life shows up naked on set.
Right. Hasn't happened to me yet.
But if you're going to the beach with a friend or you're going to the pool or whatever, I would normally shave my legs.
Okay.
And I would maybe shave my pits. Like sometimes I don't care. Maybe shave my bikini line. Sometimes I don't care. Whatever.
Okay.
Which I did not know. If you exfoliate before you shave, you... are less likely to get hair bumps. Did you know that?
I did, but this...
Beauty editors.
Part
of my line of work.
Yeah. I didn't want to lie to you, Ashley.
I'm glad you did it. Okay, so I didn't know that. Don't be nice, be honest. So there's an exfoliating mitt in the kit and then you can shave. Don't lotion at all. Okay. Well, what you're going to do is then there's like a really great nourishing lotion in there. So you're going to squirt some lotion on your hands. And you're just going to do your hands like to the palm, like right where it kind of starts to bend. You're going to do it in your creases and you're going to like whatever's left from that, put it on your elbows like this. Mm-hmm. And then you're just going to tap it on your knees. I just have underwear on and no bra, but I have a button down shirt.
Okay.
You're looking at my knees. And then you're going to lotion the bottom of your feet up into like this, like up in here, right?
She's pointing like to that. Her heel, like the tops of her heels.
Yeah, like the indention of your heel, right? Okay. But not the bone. So then make sure you have your hair tied up and whatever. I don't wash my hair before a spray tan because I don't want it to ever drip.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And so in the Saint-Tropez Ultimate Glow Kit, there's a mitt and then the bottle. And that's really all you need. But the other thing you definitely need is the Purity Face Mist. So, and I'll get to that. So have the mitt, put a little goes a long way, start at the bottom. And you start from the bottom and work your way up. So what I normally do, because I'm like a layer person, I will do my legs twice or three times, depending on how dark I want to get. And then I'll start to do, then I'll do the tummy and my butt and my back, and I'll start to work my way up. Now, when it comes to your feet, just do your feet, like literally do a light coating over your feet and into your ankles and whatever, and just kind of like rub it in, like just do it. You're not going to mess anything up because you already lotioned where it gets a little bit funky.
Do you do like the tops of your toes and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I just go in. I just kind of go like over it. And then I just kind of like.
Go in without fear.
Exactly. But the thing is like, I'm not like squirting on the mitt and then going straight to my foot. It's like residue from doing my legs that I use on top of my foot.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Same with the hands. Do everything. Then you can put it on your face. And I have used it before, like as a contour with like a big fat fluffy brush, makeup brush. And then I've kind of just done like, you know, cheekbone, jaw, up in the hairline. And I never have done my nose because I've never like been that kind of person, but whatever. You can, I'm sure. And it looks really like natural because if you just do like one thin layer, it's kind of pretty. And then if you're alone, you don't have anybody to help you with your back, you get the face purity mist and you spray like 20 sprays on your back. And that like little triangle that you can't really get to, it just gets it all tan and perfect. You spray that on your face if you want to put it. You also spray the face purity mist on your hands. You dry it and then you're done. And so you just wait, whether you want it to be an hour, 3 hours, and then you take a shower.
How do you feel, Jess? Can you do it?
Would you ever in a million years just start spraying 20 sprays of the face purity mist on your back if like she didn't tell you to do that? Never in like my wildest dreams would I be like, keep going. You know what I mean? Like,
it's gonna be fine.
But the best thing is like, you can do it. Like you can be alone and you can just
Yeah.
Anyways, it really works. Like it's amazing. Like I've tried coat hangers and I've tried wooden spoons and like, you know, whatever. And like,
I have heard the wooden spoon trick. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I have velvet hangers. So like it kind of sticks better on velvet, I guess. And then you can kind of really get in there, but I mean, it all works, but I think the face purity mist just works the best personally.
Okay.
So that's what I do before a makey photo shoot or if I'm going to like the beach or the pool or whatever, but I'll be completely honest. That's just really for a photo shoot. If I'm just hanging out with my friends and I'm going to the beach or the pool, I am not putting that much work into what I look like.
Yeah.
All right. It's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it. All right. Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra.
I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware-free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. I have to ask about your flamingo kit. You changed the color of the razor.
Yeah.
Why?
I just wanted something like super vibrant and like bright. I feel like so many products that are coming out now are like muted colors. Yeah. And it's like,
are you over millennial light. Pink?
A little bit. You know, it's like, gosh, like how many more, you know, nudes and beiges and like, you know, pastels can I have sitting out? I wanted there to be like some kind of excitement. Like, you know, when you go to the gym, you put on like a bright pair of socks and they make you happy because maybe you wouldn't wear them normally in your real day-to-day life. Like that's exactly what I wanted in the shower.
And is red like your color?
I think like in so many ways, like it's energetic and it's passionate and like, oh, but that's me.
That's cute. That's cute. So, okay, let's talk about, you know, you've been doing something on TikTok. We saw your TikTok challenge and it's about celebrating yourself. What is your go-to activity for celebrating yourself these days?
I think like being a mom and being a wife and like running a business, like you really have to take time for yourself. And that's for me, like the celebration of me is like when I know that I've taken time to hit a great yoga class or like get to the gym or like take a walk, taking walks now. Like I love taking walks, especially with the summer, like New York summers.
Is the baby coming with you? How's it go? Let's take us on a journey.
Sometimes. Some, you know, Isaac does love a stroller. Like he loves to like explore, and his thing is like everything is da da da. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what is what, but he's obsessed with literally trucks and dogs and people, and he's super friendly. Wonder where he gets it from. But, you know, that to me is just like, it's a way to just have, even if it's not like taking a walk with Isaac isn't necessarily me time, but it's just a way to like, just, I don't know, kind of celebrate myself and like a victory of the day. And like, you know, the small victories that lead up to the big ones. My husband and I have always been really big on prayer and meditation. And through the pandemic, I mean, obviously everybody enhanced their like prayer meditation alone time. I think a lot of people even tapped into it, never even knew that they needed it. But it's something that's always been really important, not even just like as individuals, but even in our relationship together. And that's like another great way where I really just kind of come back to me, and I don't have to think about the ways of the world, and it feels like refreshing.
And so even we're like the world's opening up again. Are you still, there's affirmations happening, meditation happening, and prayer. You're sticking with it all?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I can get through life without those things. I was doing them before the pandemic. So I amped it up during just to, you know, mentally get through it. And these are things that I'm going to instill in my children.
Can I ask about some of the other treatments or wellness practices that you do to sort of feel good about yourself, however that is to you? I read that you were a fan of acupuncture. Is that right?
I've got an appointment at 4 o'clock today.
Very nice. So why do you do that? And is there any sort of like, is it ever like a visual reason? Like I'm going to look better, or is it more a feel good reason?
No, it's 100% feel good.
They do acupuncture facials. That's why I was asking, you know, like a lot of them.
Yeah. No, I will say the acupuncture facials really do take like inflammation down, or they help with fine lines. Like my acupuncturist, her name's Sandra Lanch, and she is like a Kwasa queen. You know who she is. Yeah.
I mean, yes, absolutely.
She's epic. And the other day I came in and I was like, I'm just tired. I'm exhausted. I just got off a plane and I was like, and I was alone on the plane with Isaac. And she's like, okay, you know what we're going to do? And I have a little bit of plantar fasciitis in my left foot. So she goes, we're going to put a little red LED on your left foot. We are going to put some needles in your ears and they are going to relax you and your hairline. And
so
I am just going to guasa your face. And I was like, fabulous. And
I'm relaxing just hearing about this.
I laid there for 2 hours and I felt so good when I got up.
Oh,
and then
heavenly.
I could go and I could be the best mom for Isaac for like that. There's like a time in the day, like from 3 to about 6, like that could be questionable, or like if he's going to be like wild or if he's going to be chill. So I could go, like no matter what he was going to be in that like 3 hour stint, it was going to like, I got it. So
wait, how old is Isaac now?
16 months.
Okay. Cause Jess, how old is your daughter?
She's almost, she'll be 16 months on the 12th. So yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
She knows about this witching hour of which you speak.
Yes. Yeah. It's
questionable. You just don't know because it kind of depends on that nap.
Yeah.
Isaac's napping right now, actually. Yeah. So congrats. So you
had a little
January baby.
So she's February. I'm like, wait a second. Is she 16? I feel like I'm like doing the math. I think she's 16 months.
I don't know. I honestly, like I'm so bad with the
Is she 16 months?
Months.
Or is she 15 months?
Okay, Isaac was born in January. Okay. February, March, April.
Please don't make me do math in real time.
September, October.
I could ask Alexa
January,
how old.
February, March.
You're kidding.
April, May, June. Wait, Isaac's 17 months. You're right. Your daughter's 16, mine's 17.
Okay. I was like, I don't know how old my baby is.
There you go.
So I get the struggles. It's like the later in the day. It's like, yeah. Okay, how many hours till bedtime? The wake window is closing. I always say to my husband, yeah. I'm like, the wake window is closing. T minus so 2 hours. You know?
Yes, yes. That 2 hours sometimes can go by really real slow.
Oh my God. Memorial Day weekend, it just rained here like the whole time. And I was just
I was like,
my God, it's only 10:18 a.m. We've been up for 4 hours. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
That's the thing. Isaac loves to go outside. So it's like, if it's a bad weather day, we're screwed. Yeah. But I also get facials.
Yeah, where do you go for facials?
Mazia Scheiman, she is on the Upper East Side. She's got her own boutique. She's like, you know, she caters to like whatever your needs or wants are. Nothing invasive, but I never leave looking like I got beat up, but I always leave like looking glowy, gorgeous, like the best version of me. So those are like the two things that I keep in rotation.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. And what about other like just beauty products and, you know, like skincare? Like, you know, you've got amazing skin. You never look too done up. You always just kind of look naturally, you know, beautiful. What are your staples?
Well, I kind of go through different cleansers. Like I never really have like a staple cleanser. I feel like unless if I have makeup on, like I'll do the micro, what is it called? The water stuff, the
micellar water. Oh, Bioderma. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
You're a model. Of course you use that. It's like the backstage favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you go to Paris and you like buy 20 bottles and it costs the same as buying one in America. So I'll do that. And then I'll just use a random cleanser. And then I'm really like simple. Like I'll just either do a vitamin C or I'll do like the ISDN melatonic drops. And then like, I'll put like a heavy cream on or something like balmy just to like lock everything in. And then maybe an eye cream. Like I'm not really like, I don't like to OD on stuff because I feel like my skin gets clogged really easily. Like there's, my skin is resilient, but it, and you can, but you can do a lot of stuff to it, but also it gets dirty fast. I don't know. Like, I feel like I have to get facials every 3 to 4 months to like keep up with the dirtiness.
It gets congested.
We do live in New York.
It's congested.
I feel like it's a magnet. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I sound really dirty, but I'm not.
You're not.
You don't.
No matter what, I wash my face every night though. That is a staple in my life.
Do you have a favorite fragrance?
I'm really into Byredo right now. They, I got all the little, like all these minis and I'm kind of going through them. I've got like one in my purse, one in my vanity, one in my car. And I'm just like, rolling it on.
Not a creature of habit. Change it up. I like that. So before we let you go, we have a little speed round for you if you're up for it.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You sort of answered this, but think back early, Ashley, before you had the foundation in middle school, what is the first beauty product you remember falling in love with?
Like I know exactly what it was. Clean and Clear, face wash.
Oh yeah. With the little beads, like the Morning Burst or whatever.
Morning Burst.
I feel like that, like you could tell how old somebody is by what they say their first skincare product was, because that was the 90s hot shit
kid.
Then. Yeah, yeah.
It really was.
I used to work at Cosmo Girl magazine. I don't know if you remember that. And that was like every month we would put that product on the page.
I love it. Yeah, such a good one.
If there was one rule you wish everybody would follow, what would it be?
Wash your face every night without a shadow of a doubt.
Good rule. What's your favorite snack?
I don't know. That's a hard one because it changes so much.
What is it today?
Peaches and cherries. I don't know. They're not even in season.
Almost.
We'll get there.
We're getting there. We'll fly them in for you, Ashley. It's fine. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can get them at my local grocery store.
Okay. What's your most played song right now?
Oh, Dua Lipa, Levitate. I like can't stop playing it because it just makes me feel good.
And last question, if there were to be a movie made of your life, who would narrate it?
That's hard. In my head, I said Morgan Freeman because I feel like he narrates everything.
That's, I mean, he's like the greatest narrator of all time, right?
Yes, he is.
Or maybe there's like a prison escape in your future. Who knows?
That's so random. Oh my God, who would narrate it? Oh my God. That's such a deep question. I don't know. I would narrate it myself.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll take it.
It's a good answer.
Maybe I'm still alive so I can watch it.
yeah, of course. I hope so. It's more fun that way. This was great. Thank you so much, Ashley, for coming on the show.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I can't wait to listen to more Fat Mascara.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.